I am Stephanie Brooke Crouch with Brooke Blend Tallow, and you are listening to the Farmers Market Podcast.
Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be.
Great day, everybody, and welcome back to the Farmers Market Podcast, where we celebrate local farmers and craft makers you find at your local farmers markets. Here, we keep it fresh, we keep it local. I'm your host, Stefan Holt, your guide to all things farm fresh, and today, we're diving into something truly special, a business that's bringing back an age-old nourishing ingredient in a way that's as pure as the land it comes from. I'm talking about Brooke Blend Tallow. With me is the owner and operator, Stephanie Brooke Crouch. Welcome, Stephanie, to the Farmers Market Podcast.
Hi, thank you. So good to talk to you finally.
Yes, finally. We had a lot of technical issues. As we know, when you're on the farm, the technical aspects of doing podcasts are a little bit remote. But today, we're going to talk about your business. Tell us a little bit about Brooke Blend Tallow.
Yeah. So my middle name, as you said, is Brooke. So I started when I was younger, I always wanted to go by Brooke. I always just thought it was a way cooler name than Stephanie. And it probably didn't help that I'm an 80s baby. So if there were 20 kids in my class, 10 of us had the first name Stephanie.
Right.
So I always wanted to go by Brooke and it never stuck. But so when I decided I was going to create my own business, I decided to forcefully put my middle name as
nice.
The name for my, well, and it helps that my brother and his wife did have their third baby right as I was getting ready to launch my business, and they named her Avery Brooke. So I just felt it was even more appropriate to name it Brooke Blend Tallow for myself and for my niece.
Do you find people kind of trip over the name of the company with the alliteration?
I don't normally, but I find myself doing it sometimes. And you're actually the first person other than myself I've heard step or trip over it when they're trying to say it three times fast, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a fast talker, it tends to happen quite a bit.
Right. Or when you're trying really hard to not mess up words, you know, you're thinking too much about it and you just kind of blend it all together.
So when did you get started? When was the official launch date of Brooke Blend Tallow?
So I launched my business May of 2024. Legally, officially, I think the actual date was May 4th of 2024.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, which also
I have a grandbaby that was born on May 4th.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
So you
That's
got started
awesome.
less than a year ago.
Yeah. So I have been making tallow and doing tallow things for a long time. And I never really thought about launching a business. I've been using it for years and was buying it from other places, buying things online. And I just was always wanting more from what you know, than what I was getting. And so, actually I ended up getting some, my husband is a disabled veteran and one of his disabled vet buddies had, has a farm out in Montana and knew that I was doing stuff with tallow and trying to find some great sources. And, anyway, he sent me a giant mason jar of rendered tallow from his farm in Montana. And it was the first time I'd really played with just raw tallow, you know, not commercial, bought from anybody, not from another business, nothing. And I spent a long time playing with it and trying to formulate something. I have the most sensitive skin on the face of the planet. It is absurd how sensitive my skin is. So any added ingredients, any of the stuff that you're going to buy at, you know, Ulta or Sephora, any of those moisturizers have always just done awful things to my skin. So I was on a hunt to find something great and decided to start playing with some tallow and came up with some things. And
most people
just
don't play with tallow.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's not like Play-Doh.
No, mean, it can be.
Well, no, and it does have a consistency, actually.
Yeah. It was, it, considering that my husband's friend is the one that sent me the tallow, I think my husband was even kind of like, what are you doing with this stuff? And I'm like, he came home from work one day and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, he's like, what does that smell? And I'm like, well, you know,
Wait, do you
no.
have dogs? Do you have
Oh, I
dogs?
do have
Because
dogs.
they recognize that smell pretty quick.
Oh, they love tallow days. So we actually, now we have obviously moved into, my garage has been converted into a kitchen. So we do everything out there, all the rendering and, you know, processing is all not done in my kitchen anymore.
Right.
But when I was first doing, you know, my rendering batches and things, oh, my dogs, I've got two Belgian Malinois and one is a half Belgian, half blue tick coon hound, and they lose their minds
Okay.
when they smell it. Their sense of smell is extra keen. And
Are you guys out in the country? Because if you have neighbors that are close by, they can smell that stuff too.
so we are not super far out in the country. I actually live in an HOA, believe it or not. And
Oh.
they, my neighbors don't care.
Well, there's not a tallow violation in the HOA. Oh
No,
gosh.
there's
I'm
not an
surprised. Not yet.
not yet. There will be. Actually, the HOA president, her his
That's
wife
funny.
buys tallow from me. So I think that
That's hilarious.
if he was going to start an HOA rule, he'd bite himself in the
All right,
booty on that one.
you're gonna have to explain. Okay, I know what tallow is. I've actually used tallow in cooking food and preparing food. I
Yeah.
put some of the tallow on my skin. I'm not into a lot of that. I'm sure a lot of guys are that way, but I understand the benefits of tallow. Now, first off, is there a difference between Montana tallow and South Carolina tallow? I just want to, just to set the record straight. I mean, we're talking about West tallow versus East Coast tallow.
I wouldn't say there's a difference. I mean,
You said you
there's
grew up in the 80s, so you're familiar with West Coast, East Coast, the whole battle phase. All right, so
Yes.
there's no, okay, so there's, so
No.
explain a little bit of tallow. Tell us what tallow is and how you go about the process.
Yeah, so tallow is derived from the suet fat in the cows. So the leaf fat, the fat that's closest to your organs around the kidney specifically. Whereas cows tend to have a lot of fat, not all of that fat is suet. And suet is what you want for specifically for putting on your skin. It's cleaner, it's packed full of way more vitamins and nutrients, and it's so much better for your skin than regular fat. We have used fat for like, you know, to cook with and fry. Like I actually my daughter fried French fries today with some fat that
Right.
we had at the store. She said, Mom, I want some French fries. I was like, well, we have potatoes and tallow at home. You'll be fine. We can go home and make some French fries. And she did, and they were delicious.
Nice.
So we do all of our skin balms, all of our cooking tallow, even we use suet. I don't use any other fat. But to answer your question, no, there's not a difference between East Coast, West Coast necessarily fat, but I do think that it's best to use tallow that is sourced local to you
Okay.
because those cows are in the same environment as you, they're in the same climate as you, and it's more compatible with your skin.
Similar to the kind of the bee and the honey philosophy. It's
Correct.
okay, very, very cool. Now I did a little bit of history on tallow, and you fact checked me on this. Of course, I think I fact checked through a couple of different resources, but I think the first kind of the earliest known use of tallow was back in 6000 BC in Mesopotamia, where it was used in oil lamps and for waterproofing materials. Fact or fiction?
That sounds about right. Yeah,
All
fact.
right. All right. Good. Ding, ding, ding. All right. Middle Ages, tallow was widely used in Europe for making candles and soap.
It is, yes. I
Okay.
actually have started making candles and I make soap.
Sweet. Okay. All right. All right. That's enough of the history lesson. Okay. So tell us, you got started last year. So what has it been like? I know we saw you at the Frosty Farmer Winter Market in McAllister Square, where there's a gazillion different vendors. And
Yes.
you were at the back end, and everybody was at your booth, and everybody's coming up, and you were like putting stuff all over them. And so, how has it been? I mean, you've been doing and making tallow, but you're like now a business.
Right. So it's been awesome. Before I launched my business officially, I think I sent, I don't even know how many samples of, you know, the finalized products that I was wanting to launch, to friends, family, anybody that was willing to smother fat on their face. Because some people, even still, when they come up to my booth and they're like, what is tallow? When I tell them, they are either very intrigued or completely mortified if they don't know what tallow is. So I spent a good bit of time, you know, asking people for feedback and all the things. And being in business has been awesome. I love to see all of these people curious and excited about going back to minimal ingredients, minimally processed anything. People asking questions, even if they are not necessarily interested in using tallow for. I like being able to have conversations with people and educate people on why it's a good idea to consider it if it's not something that was ever on your radar prior to walking past the 10 people at your farmer's market that has have tallow for sale now, you know, because yeah, it has become so popular.
Prevalent. Yeah, no, it there's quite a few people, which is, it's kind of impressive when you come by a table and you see tallow products and then, you know, you're not seeing a whole lot of people. And then you go to one other person's table and it's like, it's a mob. And you had quite a few people at your table. If I recall, it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was quite a few people buzzing around. Now tell us your product line, if you will.
Yeah.
I guess if, I mean, you are in the, skincare industry.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of your products, and specifically maybe some of your best selling products.
So I have kind of a wide variety, I feel like, in comparison to some other companies, not even just local, but, you know, other brands that I've seen online and things. I kind of just make things that I've always wanted or I've looked for on the shelves. So I have 3 skin balms currently. I have an unscented balm. That it's so funny because I get a lot of people that are like, well, am I gonna walk around smelling like a cow? No, ma'am, you're not
gonna
smell
taste
like
great.
A cow. Yes, no, have a dog, they might want to lick you, but
yes, they will.
You're not gonna smell like a cow. So that's I have true. 2 ingredients in my unscented skin balm. Like I said, I want everything minimal. And then I have a lavender skin balm as well, which is the same as the unscented, but I steep it with fresh lavender that I get from a farm here in the upstate as well, which is something else that I'm trying to do and have tried to do with any of my products, is to get as much from other local farms and local sources as possible, not just the fat itself. So I have an unscented, I have a lavender, and then I have a blue teensy and spirulina. And that one I actually made specifically for like acne prone skin, sun damaged skin. Yeah. So I have teenagers that are athletes, and if they listen to this and they hear me say this, they're going to be like, oh my God, mom. But I mean, I wasn't going to put my kids on Accutane. And you know, when you're a teenage girl and you've got acne or what, and their acne is not even bad. Like it just, and a lot
we
of acne
all go
is
through it. We all
dry.
Go through
yeah.
it.
Yeah. They're sweaty. Yes. They're doing all their sports and all their activities. Yeah. And so anyway, I did that just, you know, and it has worked wonders for my daughters. And I've even got a couple girls that play sports with my kids that buy tallow, that specific tallow balm from me, because they don't want to be on Accutane and they don't want, or their parents don't want them on these things, and it's done wonders for their skin. So that's the 3 skin balms that I have. And then I have several soaps. I have, I think, 5 soaps currently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do an unscented, a lavender. I have a charcoal soap, which is probably one of my best selling soap. And is the one that I always recommend for people with the blue teensy and spirulina skin balm as like a dual acne treatment.
Okay.
Soap and balm. Yeah. It's what my girls use. And then I've got some beard butters, and I'll get into that in a second, but I also have 2 soaps that are in the same fragrance as the beard.
Does your husband have
well.
A beard? Was he at
Oh my gosh. Okay. Does he have a beard?
I think I saw him. Okay. All right. Yeah.
He was at the Frosty Farmer. Yeah. He's been to Frosty Farmer with me a couple times. I normally bring my daughter, my youngest, to that one. She really likes it. And my husband,
that's smart business. Always bring the little kids, the cute ones. Always.
Right. Well, she's the only one that'll
dress
up in a cow costume.
Cute.
So, We did a Halloween themed
Oh, okay. I got you.
market a little while ago, and I made her wear a cow costume. She
Nice. Nice.
she had a great time. It was fun. But no, so my husband has a massive beard, and my joke is that I've never actually seen the bottom half of my husband's face. When I met him, he had been out of the army for just over a year,
Okay.
and he decided he was never going to shave again when he got out, and he has not.
Okay.
And I love his beard. I think it's beautiful and majestic, and
Yeah, we won't go on a beard conversation because I had a conversation. I have a small, very small beard, but yeah, anyway, it's very cool that your husband has a beard, you have
He
tallow
does.
products, you call them, it's called beard butter.
Beard butters. Yeah. So actually, I started the beard line on accident. My husband's beard has always, it's really dry, and it would literally like rip my face open sometimes because I have super sensitive skin and he has a really
He's
dry,
not
coarse
eating enough
hair on his
juicy
beard.
steak. That's where
I
that tallow comes
know.
from. He's
Well, so
just got
he
to use
came
it as a napkin. That's all.
right, exactly. So he came home from work one day and I was like, "You know what, babe, come here. Let me put some of this in your beard."
Oh,
And he was
no.
like,
That's
"What?
funny.
Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I had lavender balm, available, and so I went and rubbing it in his beard, and we were both like, "Oh my gosh,
It's
this
soft,
is
huh?
amazing.
Right.
Soft, shiny, manageable."
Wow.
Like instantly he went from looking crazy to looking like he was on a beard model, magazine cover. And
Wait, is he a hunter? Is he a hunter?
he does hunt, not regularly as much
Okay.
as he would like to, but yes.
He's never worn the tallow while he's out hunting, I hope.
No, he hasn't.
Although he might blend better. I don't
He
know.
might. They might,
Anyway, okay, so you've got beard butter, you've got the skin lotions, you've got the soaps.
Yep.
So what was your top selling lotion? Which one was it? Was it the
Honestly, it has become my unscented recently.
Oh,
My
okay.
lavender was initially when I first, the first probably 8 months of my business, everybody was all into the lavender. And now I have so many people that I still sell a lot of lavender, but they love the unscented. And they use it for diaper rash cream on their babies. They're using it for
Oh, I didn't even
cradle
think about
cap.
that.
Yes. I mean, you can use it anywhere. It
Oh, that
is.
is awesome.
Yes. So it went from being people, really kind of like, "Ooh, I don't want to smell like a cow. I'll take the lavender so that I'm not, so it's floral."
Yeah, I
And now
remember Cradle
everybody's like,
Cap. Oh
"Oh,
my gosh. We have four
yes."
kids, so we've been through it. We don't have little ones anymore. But yeah, Cradle Cap. We were doing the baby oil and the Vaseline and on whatever was moist, we could provide some kind of moisture. Wow. So you had the beard butter, the lotions, the soap. Any other products?
I do. I have a magnesium. I call it my hippie icy hot or biofreeze. I don't know if I can say that on here, but
What?
that's like my hippie version of icy hot or biofreeze. So it is magnesium, turmeric, eucalyptus, and peppermint. It smells like biofreeze, and it is phenomenal for inflammation, aches, pains, sore muscles, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so that's we'll just say your herbal cream, health cream.
Right. Yeah. So I use some ingredients that are known anti-inflammatories and things
Yeah,
like that.
that have
And
medicinal properties in them that the pharmaceutical companies have already tapped into decades ago, and it's the same stuff. People just aren't really taught about it anymore. We
right.
talk about the herbs that we have in our garden, and we're like, oh, there's health benefits. There's this. There's that.
Right.
And so yeah, I know I totally get it. Okay, so you have that. That's like a separate category, or is it?
It's kind of a category all on its own. It's the only
Okay.
thing of that variety that I currently have.
Now, what's that called again?
That is the recovery rub is what we call it.
Recovery rub. Now, if just b before we go, I do want you to mention like it. There's a lot. You got a lot going on.
I do.
so if people want to learn more about the ingredients and more about the different products you have, how can they find you online?
So my website is www.brookblendtallow.com. And I am Brook Blend Tallow on Instagram and Facebook. Those are my only two social media accounts. I can't get into making TikTok videos, no matter how much I try. It's just not my thing. So.
Yeah, you gotta get the let the kids do that stuff.
I know.
just let them do it. All right, so they can and they can buy direct from you on your websites, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Cool. First off, you're doing this all at your house?
Yeah, we are doing it all out of our house currently. We are. I'm actually starting to look into some commercial kitchen options elsewhere. I'm moving it away from our house, but we're not quite there yet, but just about, which I mean, we knew that it was coming up quickly that we were kind of starting to outpace what we have. Even though we've kind of turned our garage space into a commercial kitchen, it's not the same as having an actual commercial kitchen.
Right.
But I've talked to a couple other vendor friends that I've made, you know, through the markets and things. And a lot of them do the subleasing of the commercial kitchen. There's a couple different ones. I do some markets out in Spartanburg and out that way. And
that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you to go ahead and kind of list all the different markets that you guys are located at.
Yeah. So currently we do Fretwell and Drayton in Spartanburg. I've done several of the Frosty Farmers. We love Frosty Farmer. I'm there several times now through end of April when they move, you know, when they stop for the remainder of the summer. And then I am starting to do a couple. I got into the Easley Farmers Market for the summer, and a couple others that I am waiting to hear back from. So I don't want to name drop just because I don't get into those. But we are always looking to do you know, new markets and find new awesome places that love our product.
Is the goal to get into the TD Greenville market at some point?
Yes and no. I mean, I would love to be a TD. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've been down there and it's so busy that it's hard to walk through sometimes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But tallow doesn't do well in the hot summer outside.
Interesting. And you can't keep it cool.
And I mean, unless I have done some summer markets, obviously, and I, you know, bring coolers and kind of rotate things and try to, but I also don't want to bring a lot of product and let it sit for 8 hours outside on a blacktop. And
have you thought about those? They have those solar fridges now.
I don't think I've seen those.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a solar panel that hooks to the fridge and can it doesn't keep it like ice cold by any stretch, but it does keep it cool.
It doesn't need to be ice cold. Room temperature is perfect for tallow. And if it gets a little warm, it will go back if you bring it to room temperature. But just with anything, I don't want it sitting in, you know, South Carolina in July is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, right. I the fresh greens, I tell people you need to buy it now because if you wait till the end of the market, it's probably not going to be, it's going to be all wilted. And I tried to keep it as cool as possible. But tell me or tell us, our listeners, some things we didn't know about tallow that we should. And then any funny stories since you've been in business for less than a year?
I know. It's been so, it's gone so fast. So tallow is, I mean, my kids actually, they laugh at me all the time because if they have any ailment, I'm like, well, you need to put some tallow on it. You need to put some tallow on it. But it truly is a multi-purpose, just fantastic, single natural ingredient. And I'm not just saying that because I want you to buy it from me. I would love for you to buy it from me, but I just love to see people going back to natural products, holistic things for your skin, for your body, for your gut, for all of the things. So if you've ever considered trying tallow, please do, to cook with, for your skin, for eczema, for psoriasis, whatever, dry skin, anything that you've got going on, just give it a try. Try to minimize your ingredients and things that you're putting on your body. Your skin is your largest organ and it absorbs everything you put into it, onto it.
And it deserves and needs and requires the most amount of love.
It does. It absolutely. And if we're going to utilize a cow for anything, we should utilize everything it's got to give us. And it has wonderful things to give us besides steak.
I tell you what, Stephanie, I want to thank you for spending a few of your precious minutes because you have a very, very active lifestyle and telling us a little bit more about Brook Blend Tallow.
You got it right that time.
Well, because you have to slow down. Because if you go fast, it's Brooke Blunt and Tao. Oh, that didn't sound.
I love it.
And that's a wrap, folks. We made it together through this episode of the Farmers Market Podcast. In good spirits, a little humor, and lots of information. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Farmers Market Podcast. If you've enjoyed our segments, if you had an itching to shop local, you're officially part of the freshest crew around. You can catch every episode at thefarmersmarketpodcast.com. It's like visiting a farmer's market without the early wake-up call or the accidental tumble of tomatoes. We're also hanging out on Facebook, where you can find us at facebook.com/farmersmarketpodcast. Follow us, share a comment, or drop a photo of your latest market haul. Bonus points for oddly shaped vegetables. And hey, if you've got a farm, a market, or a great story to share, we'd love to have you on as a guest. Just visit our website, click Be a Guest, and let us know why you'd make the perfect addition to the podcast. And who knows, your story could inspire the next wave of local farmers and food lovers everywhere. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And remember, here on the Farmers Market Podcast, we keep it fresh, we keep it local. See you next time.
Strolling through the market, it's a beautiful day. Fresh picked produce just a step away. Meat and dairy from the farm to your plate. Homemade crafts that are truly great. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. Learn about the farmers and the seeds they sow. The beekeeper's secrets and how gardens grow. Homesteading wisdom tips galore. Every week, there's always more. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. The cluck of the chickens, the buzz of the bees. Fresh air and sunshine, it's all you need. Connecting with the farmers, the crafters too. Every episode there's something new. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. So grab your basket and come along. Tune in each week for the freshest song. The Farmers Market Podcast, it's where